A scientific experiment is going on that could bring people who love backyard barbecues some joy. Scientists think they've found a simple way to control mosquitoes. The approach involves two things: a decidedly low-tech mosquito trap and getting to know your neighbors. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
The front, back, and side yards surrounding Kit Gage's suburban home just outside Washington, D.C., can rightly be called lush. There are camellias, ferns, rhododendrons, and lots more. There are also three mosquito traps called GATs.
One is hiding underneath the camellia.
GAT stands for Gravid Aedes Trap. Aedes refers to the Asian tiger mosquito the trap is designed to catch. The Asian tiger is a real pest. It bites aggressively night and day. As we walk through the backyard, Gage tips over a barrel to drain a pool of water that has formed on top.
So wait a minute, why did you deuce do that?
Water collects on this composter, and I remove it every time it rains.
Aedes mosquitoes like to lay their eggs in standing water. Any puddle will do. So removing puddles is key to controlling the mosquito. There's another trap at the back of the yard.
Third one's over here, under the big beech.
So do you have to do anything with these? I mean, it just looks like a bucket with a plastic bucket inverted into it, and then another plastic bucket in the top of that.
Three plastic buckets.
The top and bottom buckets are black. There's a hole in the top bucket where the mosquitoes can fly in. The bottom bucket contains water with some rotting grass floating in it. The middle bucket has a net to trap any mosquitoes that hatch in the water. Simple, but Scott Ritchie says there are several reasons why it's effective.
Most mosquitoes are innately attracted to black.
Ritchie invented these traps. He's at James Cook University in Australia. Now, it's female mosquitoes that do the biting, and once they're stuffed with your blood, they're ready, nay, eager, to lay eggs.
So we've got the blackness that helps bring them to the trap, and then we've got the stagnant water that helps bring them actually inside the trap where they can't escape.
And so?
If you trap out enough of the egg-laying mosquitoes, then there aren't going to be eggs in the wild, and so the population will crash.
That's the theory, anyway. Mosquito researcher Dina Fonseca from Rutgers University is aiming to see if it works in practice.
Okay, so let's look at the map and tell me what we've done. We've done
1 through 4 and 6.
Fonseca and her son Andre are checking the yards in Kit Gage's neighborhood to see if the mosquito population is really declining. Many of the residents here have the GAT traps and are trying to eliminate puddles of water.
These mosquitoes don't fly very far, so basically if you have most of your neighbors employing this approach and aware of what they need to do to control this mosquito, you're in good shape. But it does require you talking to the neighbors.
Talking to the neighbors is something Kit Gage is good at, and she gets the concept.
It's not enough that I have three traps in my yard. I have to make sure that Lisa next door and Bobby on the other side and Tricia across the street, that they have traps too.
It's going to take a while to get the scientific data to show the traps are working. Anecdotally, Kit Gage says this year she's getting far fewer bites than last year. Joe Palca, NPR News, Silver Spring, Maryland.